Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome to episode 2 of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. This one was with yours truly, and I really talk about, is it safe to be yourself? How can you find your tribe? It's only 12 minutes, it's a zinger, it's pretty quick, and I could go on about this subject all day, I really, really could. But I wanted to share this with you. I hope you get something out of it, and reach out to me if you get something out of it on my Instagram. It's Aaron Lynch Potter. That is spelled AaronLynchPotter. Looking forward to your feedback. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. And today's episode is about how to find your tribe. And it's going to be with just me. I'm going to be talking. It's going to be a short one. And I just want to share some thoughts that I've had lately about the two choices every human being really has in their life, because one of our deepest things that we want is to belong. We want to belong socially with other human beings. And what I've been figuring out lately is that ever since we were young, ever since we were kids, we have been trying to belong to groups. And there's been certain points along our life where we might have had to change because we showed our true self, or we showed our authentic self, and it wasn't accepted by our tribe. Whatever that tribe may be, it might have been your soccer team, it might have been your baseball team, it might have been your friend group at school, it might have even been your own family. And there was a point where you showed your authentic self to these people, and they said, well, how it made you feel is, you can't be that person because that person isn't accepted here. And a lot of this is working on, I've worked on myself. I've discovered it within myself, especially the past year, is a lot of the things that I thought I were, like who I thought I was adaptations that I had to create to fit into a certain group of people. And for example, I was a very emotional kid, not emotional. I was very in touch with my emotions. I was a very sensitive kid. I grew flowers. I played the clarinet. I was really into Lord of the Rings. I had these little Lord of the Rings models that I would paint. Like, it's called Warhammer. Some of you guys might know what that is, but basically I was really into, I was just a sensitive kid. I was into music and things like that. And as I hit 13, 14, 15, especially young men, that wasn't really accepted. You could not be that little sensitive guy anymore. So I had to basically change to survive. And that had an effect on me. And it's had an effect on me. I'm almost 30. I'm 29 right now. And I realized that a part of me was actually, I actually had to almost kill a part of me, which was the sensitive, loving, kind, loved growing flowers. I loved growing orchids at the time. I was 13, 14. I was actually part of this thing called the Albany Orchid Growing Society. And it was a bunch of 60 plus year olds talking about growing orchids and the best way to do it. And then there was me at like 12, 13 years old, grade 8. And I loved it. But then I saw things when I started going through puberty, and I saw things that it wasn't safe anymore to express that. And I had to make a choice. And I made a choice to change who my authentic self was to fit in with my tribe. And as I got older and older and older, I did that more and more and more. And it's one of the reasons why I'm covered in tattoos. Don't get me wrong, I love tattoos. I think they're awesome. I'm still getting some. But I think that when I was 18, 19, 20, I remember telling myself that I would never get any tattoos. But then I started hanging out with people that had a bunch of tattoos. And eventually, whoever you hang out with, you'll end up becoming a chameleon. You are a chameleon. Whoever you hang out with, you become like them. And it became almost a another way of protecting and running away from that sensitive, beautiful little boy that I was. And there used to be a lot of shame around knowing that I was that sensitive kid and that I did that, and that I thought that that was just had a lot of shame around it. And the hardest thing for me in the past year, it's actually not hard, it's liberating, is that you can be a savage. I can be a savage salesperson. I can make a bunch of money. I can do jujitsu. I can do kickboxing. But I can also be that beautiful, sensitive kid that wants to go out in nature and comment how things are beautiful and share my emotions and express that. You can be all of it. You can be the whole thing. And a lot of people, they're going through their life and there's these moments in time from when they were kids to wherever they are in life now, where they've had to deny who they are authentically. And unfortunately, the more times you do that, the more you create this tribe of whoever you are, whoever is around you. And I was speaking to Lexi, I'm going back to my point. I just wanted to share my story. That's part of my story, but I was going back to my point I was sharing with my spouse the other day, that you could either be your authentic self and not be accepted by those around you. That is a risk. And that's a massive risk for most people. And most people are not willing to take that risk. It's like, you know, I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to be my authentic self. And if people don't like it, then I'm just going to wait until I find people that will accept me as that. Or you could adapt and change who you are and get rid of things that are your authentic self, that are your true self, so you can fit into a group. Because we want to belong. We want to belong to a tribe. We want to belong to a group of people. And if we don't, it's very hard. It's a very hard pain to feel. And most people won't ever feel that pain, because they just are not willing to do that. It's too confronting. And a lot of people have chosen to do that. And I think that as I get older and as I really figure out who I am and really try to find the best tribe for me and really find the best people to surround myself with, I'm very grateful to say that I'm starting to find that tribe and finding people that are good for me and that help me bring the best parts of myself out. But that did not happen until I really had to figure out who I am and what I want and where I'm going. Because the best way to attract people to you is to be your authentic self. But the risk you run is when you decide to be that true authentic self, you also run the risk of losing people around you. And it might have taken you years to develop friendships with some of these people. And it could even be your own family. I've had people say to me, "I know who you are." And part of me is like, "No, you don't, actually. You know a character that I have created so I could fit into this environment." For example, when I worked at my previous company, it was a very high pressure sales. We sold, I don't even know how I did it. It literally destroyed my soul. Actually, that's a lie. I do know how I did it. I needed the money at the time. It was a way of making a lot of money. And I put myself into a corner where I had to do things and become a person that was not me so I could survive. And if that is you and you felt like that before, that you've had to become or compromise who you are to survive a situation or to adapt or fit into a group, don't beat yourself up. It's just where you're at. And it couldn't have happened any other way. But I sold really high interest loans, 46% per year, very high interest. A nasty product. It's not a good product. Can it benefit some people? Yes, it could if they have very poor credit and they get a very small loan just to build their credit. But most people, it's financial poison. And I had to do that for a while to survive. But the problem is then you start getting addicted to that kind of money. And then it compromised who I was and really what what I believe that I am and who I truly know myself to be. And I did it to make money. And the older I get, the more that I realize that if you compromise who you are for money or to fit into a group of people, it'll eat away at you and you'll feel it more and more and more. It'll eat away at you, it'll eat away at you. And I'm lucky now that there's parts of my job that I don't like. I sell cars right now, but there's parts of my job that I really do like. For example, sometimes I've helped people get money and put money into a vehicle loan, for example, and pay off the loans that I actually used to sell. So it's gone full circle. I am now helping people that I might have got into this situation 3-4 years ago, and I'm helping them get out of it now. It's very strange. But my point is, and wrapping this all up together, is that you have two choices in your life. You can start living as your authentic self, which is a massive risk to take, and it takes a lot of courage, and trust that you will attract people to you based on who you actually are, not on the projected, invented self that you created to survive or be in a certain situation. That's one option. Option number two is you adapt and change and suppress who you truly are to fit into an environment and to a group of people, because the feeling of being alone and the feeling of trying to discover who I actually am. Who am I? What do I actually believe? What are my morals? What is my actual integrity? Not what people have told me, but what do I actually want? That's hard, man. And I'm still struggling with it. I struggle with it every single day, but I wanted to share this thought of hopefully somebody listens to this, and hopefully somebody is listening to this in the car or something. It's like, man, I know the things that I do might be what I do for work or who I hang out with or who I spend my time with, whatever it may be. I know deep down that the version of me that they think they know is not the real me. And I'm telling you, the longer you go down that path, the more that tension will build inside you. And then it might come out in a really, really unhealthy way. So think about those two choices. Really consider them. It's just some food for thought. It's why I started this podcast. I want to share things like this, and hopefully it can create some kind of value for you. Hopefully you can get something out of it. And yeah. That is the end of episode 2. I really am looking forward to some of your feedback. I hope you got something out of this. It's going to be every second week. I'm going to have a guest talking about how to get better mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, physically, everything. Might have said that twice, but how to get better in every area of your life. And every second week, it's going to be me talking about thoughts that I've had, things that I've learned in my 29 years of being on this earth. And hopefully I can share some of my struggles and some of the lessons that were in those struggles. But thank you for listening. I hope it added value to you. And I really look forward to hearing what you guys get out of it. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter. And that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.